You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria.
Maria.
Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I hope you all had a fabulous week. I know I did. Everything went well this week. Beautiful weather. I hope you all had the same. So my name is Maria at AskMariaNow.info. My contact is 640-208-1014. And I am a strategic intuitive consultant. And I help you get through all the little bumps and humps and everything else you got to go through, giving you the clarity and giving you a roadmap to help you to navigate through some of your life problems. And tonight, we're going to talk about how to protect your boundaries, because I feel someone out there is really getting taken advantage of. And I'm going to read on that person. And if it resonates with you, so just take a little bit of notes. So it's really important that we protect our boundaries without feeling guilty and without, you know, worrying about saying no, that they're going to think less of us or whatever. It's about how you could handle your life and other people's life, because you can't do it without feeling good about yourself, right? And people do take advantage, and not purposely. I don't want to say everybody does it purposely. I want to say you're always the one that they lean on, and you're always the one that they're coming to. And unless you learn how to say nice, kindly, and not feel bad doing that, you're going to be struggling with that emotion a little bit. So I'm going to pull a couple of cards on that person that I'm feeling tonight. I actually do feel it is a male this time. It is a male energy that's being shown to me. And I feel that this person has been carrying the load since he's been a young man. He's had some problems with his family. I feel the mother connection with him. His mother may have had some mental issues, or maybe he was the only guy in the house or something like that. So I'm talking to you, sir, if you're out there listening. The first card that I'm getting for you is that you're going to get a nice surprise suddenly and unexpectedly, and things are going to start turning around from you. You feeling like almost like you're captive sometimes, like you can't get out of your own way, but there is an opportunity coming to you that is going to open up a door for you where you're going to be able to move on. I also see a person coming into your life that you're going to have a real passionate connection with and attraction and a desire to build a life together. And slowly you're going to start taking control of your own life and putting these people and your members and your family in a little bit of their own space so you could have some more space in your life. And that's coming. This will happen before this year ends. I feel like you're going to feel bad, and you're going to feel like you're going to hide a lot of your emotions and everything. But I'm going to tell you to try not to do that. You know, you love these people. You're never not going to love these people. But you also, I feel you want to have something of your own. And it's time for you. It really is time. So you get a big surprise this year. This year is coming to you. And I want to feel it's going to be around, exactly around the new moon, when new opportunities are coming for you. And you're going to be able to not reject a lot of things, but you're going to be able to put the stop sign up for yourself, right? This person who also is coming in has a deep soul connection to you. And this person will also be able to help you to see a different part of life, and she's going to fill that missing part that you have. So I'm going to tell you, don't give up. Don't feel so down tonight, because I feel like that real sadness and this relationship that's going to come in is not only going to be your lover, but it's going to be your friend, and you're going to have reliability and honesty between each other. So you're really going to do well. I really don't want you to worry. This person's coming in to fill that void that you're feeling tonight. And I want you to know, I know you're feeling guilty because that keeps coming up, and I feel like And I feel like the responsibility could be shared or divvied up, or other arrangements could be made so your responsibility and your consciousness could be free a little bit. All right, you deserve it. Okay, so now I'm ready for my client. Hi, Diane.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you, Diane?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well, honey. How could I help?
I'm just calling to see how next week's going to go. I have a hearing coming up next week and see if there's any change in a living situation that I have.
Okay, so your question is, next week, how would the living situation be in your favor?
Well, next week I have a hearing coming up.
Okay, so you want to know how that's going to work out?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a look for you, Diane. Clairvoyantly, I'm getting it's going to work out well. I feel a negotiation or something's going to work out where they're going to ask you a couple questions to negotiate something, and it does work out in your favor, but I will check the cards.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out for you. Is this also involved in family?
No.
There's no family involved in this? Is it a family situation? Like,
no.
I feel if something with your family, is there a connection with your family to anything?
No.
No. Okay. Well
I'm living with my sisters.
Okay. Maybe that's why it's coming up, because there's something with the family.
It could be.
Yeah, okay, I want to focus back on the situation that you asked me about. But for that question, I'm just going to give you what I get on that will be resolved. Whatever you have going on with your family, that's going to get resolved, and not long.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, okay? So let me just go back to that first question. That might have been something that really has to be told to you in case we ran out of time, because it really was showing in a strong position. Okay. Yeah, that's also going to work out okay. I just feel negotiating on something back and forth, but that's going to work out for you also.
It's awesome.
A matter of time. Yep, you really got good energy going on. I just need negotiation, but it's still favorable to you.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, it will be. You'll see.
All right. That's
all right.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great night.
You too, honey. You have a great night. So now I'm just going to pick up on energy on one more person that's coming through tonight. Okay, let me get that. Somebody is making a move from a distance and going distance, like maybe to a different part of either East Coast or the West Coast. There is going to be a lot of money that could be made with this move. There's prosperity, luxury, having a good time. Your resources and your possessions are going to actually grow. So you're getting your independence now, and this independence is going to be very positive for you. And your work situation is going to be really prosperous. You really got some great energy. I also feel that from what I'm seeing here is that you're going to anchor into a place. Like, settle down, really not want to come back. So if you're going from the east to the west coast or vice versa, once you get there, that's going to be your home for a long, long time. You're anchoring yourself there. I also see that you took a while making this decision, and your family was a little bit hesitant on it for you, but they're very happy. And this interview that you had, you were really liked. It's going to create balance and success for you, and you will meet your lifetime partner with this move. So the situation is going to be really good. This is great. I know you're a little scared. Don't be scared. We're all scared when we go into something that we don't know, or it's the unknown, or, you know, we don't know the area. It's a little scary for us, but you're going to really acclimate. You're going to fit there, and it's going to feel like you've been there forever. Like this energy is very close to your soul. So you have that also. I want you to move on and just know that things could be really well. I see actually the position you're taking now, and within 1 year, you're going to get a great promotion. So if anybody's listening that's making this move out to a different part of the United States from the East to the West Coast, because I feel I'm seeing that difference, just know that don't be nervous. Just nervous. This is normal, but don't obsess over it. But enjoy the ride. You have the Wheel of Fortune. It's a really lucky card. That's a really, it's a cycle of moving and, you know, it's fated. That's a fate card, so it's fated. And your life is fated to be in that area. You're going to be okay, sweetheart. So whoever this is listening and this is for, I hope this message helps you. And I want to say I hope everybody has a great week and we shall talk soon. Have a great evening, everyone.